rake off on the table, gets the, gets the contract. I don't say it's every time. But they, you as a judge or a police chief, it's got ambitions to retire with plenty of money and a champagne haircut and a beer income. Mm-hmm. A judge got a porcupine to keep up like you had in the paper the other day.
Mm-hmm.
A judge, he was taking money that didn't belong to him. He knew damn well he wasn't entitled to it.
And then, everybody
then a fine man, educated, but he's ignorant. He didn't know it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was going to get caught. That's the thing of it.
Yeah, true.
Mercy on the people. Well, give me another chance. And the politicians want to build a bridge where there's no water at all. So anything, spend money for something.
And to make him look good?
Yeah. I'm for the politician that does the most good for the most people. Then you'll get yours.
You don't swear allegiance to one party or the other?
No, like a person told me one day, he says, you know, I wouldn't vote for a Republican for anything. I said, Christ run on a Republican ticket, would you vote for him? I said, just as much sense as that. A good man, bad or good or bad, don't make a difference what his political label is.
Mm.
No, I don't make a difference. If he's better than honest, I'm seeking honesty. I'm not looking for anything else.
But the Democrats have always been big in the state, though, haven't they?
Well, you see, the Republicans got the heart. A Democrat's got the heart, and the Republicans got the brains. That's what they figured.
I see.
Did I answer it?
I guess so. Well, part of the state is Republican, isn't it? Up north.
Very little. They don't have
up in the hills, don't they have
There's not enough of them, see?
Yeah.
And if you're a farmer, you can get subsidy on this, and the Democrats give food, and the Republicans which, you're going to vote for the Democrats.
Mm.
Self-preservation comes first.
Yeah, well, I know from reading all the polls, all the Democratic candidates have big leads.
Well, the polls don't tell you much. Sometimes they're upset pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, if this young generation get out and vote like they think, there ain't nobody going to have a job.
Doesn't look like it, does it?
No, your age and so on. I think you're entitled to have a say in what you're going to have in 10 years from now.
But we're not. You know, back when they changed the voting age to 18, everybody came out and said how the young generation was going to influence every political decision from here on out. Young people vote in a smaller percentage than any other group.
Well, benefits a few, not too many. Because they kick the people in the side of town, even if they can't drive on the top. But he walks to evil. And he goes off, you have to
drive.
Well, he doesn't. The dome downstate capital has to be green gold every time they change politicians. I'd like to see everybody have this side of the park, I guess it will. But somebody better wake up, because you have more trouble than the secret. You take Mr. Hitler when he started out, talking about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
He had all the people got restless. Well, he had them register their guns. Then they got restless and went along and picked them up. And that's what they didn't have to say. They couldn't do nothing. Now you think that up for you young kids here. Now the crooks have got the guns, and the bad people, the good people, got nothing. And he controlled his people. They had to take what he said. Mm-hmm. He done guns fight with collectively. That's why I'm scared of gun control.
What was the life of Hitler came into power?
It's just like unrest today. See, the people, they were.
A lot of unemployment.
Well, that's the Second World War. They didn't know why they were working.